We're on Dalet Amud Beis. Reb Meir, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Hay b'chag Matzos, b'chag Shavuos, b'chag Sukkos, my dor shivei. Reb Meir and Reb Elezer ben Yaakov hold that you're over either with one regal or two regalim. So why do they need the chag Matzos, chag Shavuos, chag Sukkos? The other man, the Omrim, Reb Shimon, learns you need it for Kesidlin. And Rav Elezer ben Shimon learns that you need it for Chag HaSukkos, that's the one that's going. What are these Rav Meir and Rav Elezer ben Yaakov needed for? Min boyaluch Rav Elezer, Om Rav Oshia. Om Rav Elezer and Rav Oshia, min ayin latzera sheyesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. How do you know that if you didn't bring your korban Olas Ria or Shalmei Chagiga on the first day on Shavuos, it's only one day, that you have six more days tashlumim to bring it? Talmud Lomer b'chag Matzos b'chag Shavuos v'Sukkos. It's Makish, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos all together. Makish chag Shavuos v'chag Matzos. It links chag Shavuos to chag Matzos. Ma chag Matzos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva, just like Pesach. You can be mashlin. If you didn't bring the Olas Ria the first day, you bring it all the other days to make up. So too Shavuos has, what's it called, the Tashlumim, all 7 days. And that's the reason why we have the meaning not to say Tachnun for 6 days after Shavuos, because since it has Tashlumim, so the next 6 days still have a din of somewhat of a yontif. That some say there's a shita that holds if you didn't make Shechiyanu on Shavuos, you can make Shechiyanu for the next 6 days, even though it's not Yontif at all. The mice we don't hold like that, but there's some remnant of the Yontif for 6 days after Shavuos. Moses says, V'leikish l'chag HaSukkos, Malahalan Shmuna Kan Shmuna. Since it's linked also to Sukkos, why don't we say that there's 7 days Tashlumin? Just like Sukkos has 7 days Tashlumin, because even the eighth day, even though it's a yontif by itself, but it, what's it called, is Tashlumin L'Rishon. You still can make Tashlumin for what you didn't bring the first 7 days. Samar says, Shmini regal b'fnei atzmohu. Shmini is a yontif by itself, and therefore you don't count it as part of Sukkos. Samar says, no, Emer damim Shmini regal b'fnei atzmohu in Pazar Kishat. It's only regal b'fnei atzmohu for these 6 things. And we'll see what they are. Rashi explains them. Avalein tashlumim, divrei hakol tashlumim the rishon. But legavei tashlumim, right? Everybody holds that you could bring on Shmini Atzeres if a makeup carbon for what you didn't bring the whole 7 days of Sukkos. Disnan, mishalo chag yom tov harishon shulchag chogeg is kol haregel v'yom tov acharon shulchag. Right? If you didn't bring the carbon chagiga, right? Shalmei chagiga. On the first day, you can bring it all 7 days and on Shmini Atzeres too to make up. So it says, Tofasta Merubalo Tofasta, Tofasta Mua Tofasta. If you have to learn a lot or a smaller amount, you don't know which one to learn, you always take the smaller amount. Because the smaller amount everybody holds should be okay, and the bigger amount you're not sure if it's going to be okay or not. It's a klal in learning things out. You don't learn out. If you can learn out from a smaller one or a larger one, you learn from the smaller one, not the larger one. Rashi. Minayin latzeres, the ilu b'chag HaSukkos v'chag HaMatzos, nafkalami b'chagosom osol chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. That you make the chagiga 7 days. Yochol yuchogin kozayin, you don't bring a chagiga every day, you bring it one of the 7 days. Talmud Lomer oso atachogin, v'atachogin kozayin, only one day you bring a chagiga, not all 7 days. And Cain Loma Nemar Zayin L'Tashlumim. So why does it say Shiva Tiyomim? That you can make up the Chiyuv any of the 7 days. Shin Volchog Chagigoso Barisho Nakrivena B'Sheni. If you didn't bring it on the first day, you can bring it any of the other days. Pazar Kishav, Shmini Atzeres is only considered a separate Yomta for 6 things. Kvar Pirashti Meseches Yomba, Meseches Sukkah. Right, we already learned this twice. Ton Pius Lepar Habo B'Shmini. Pay is pious, right? That you make a new lottery for which Kohanim are going to get the par on Shmini Atzeres. ואינו קרב בסדר המשמור ששונו ושילשו בפורי אחד חוץ משתיים ששונו ולא שילשו. ופרשו שמיני אין אחס מיוסן שתיים מקריבוסו, אלא כל המשמורות נפיסוס. During Sukkot, you go in a rotating way. And all the Mishmoras get what's it called three times, except for two of them. So I might think those two Mishmoras now get on Shmini Atzeres. It's still the same order. Kamashmo, no, the order starts again, you make a new pious. Gitons man, the regali atzmo, shein shem chag asukos olav. You need to say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. And it's considered regal b'fnei atzmo that it's not called Sukkos, it's called Shmini Atzeres. The korban li'atzmo, she'en korbanu k'shar yimei achag, she'aporim nismatim bohem, echod echod, v'ze'enu ala par echod. Right? All the other days, you bring from 13 down to what's it called to 7 in descending order. And on Shmini Atzeres, you don't bring 6, you bring only one par. U'shara yomim shnei elim v'arba asor kvasim. All the other days of Sukkot, you bring two Elim together with the Parim, and 14 Kvasim. There's the Ayel Echad, the Zayin Kvasim. And on Shmini Atzeres, it's only one Ayel and 7 Kvasim. The Shir Liatzmo, Ein Shiro Shavu L'chol Sukkot, Shomer Al Aduchon. Right? On Sukkot, you said different Pirkei Tehillim, half one day, half the other day. On Shmini Atzeres, you say a completely new Perik of Tehillim. V'lo Nisparish L'Lo Shiro. In Talmud Bavli, it doesn't say what the shir is. Maseches Sofrin nimtza shiro hu lamatzecha l'shminis. In Maseches Sofrin, it says that they said lamatzeach l'shminis. That's what we say in shul. That's probably what the Levim said. Brach liatzmo mevorchim hayus hamelech. They used to give a special bracha to the melech on Shmini Atzeres before they left for home. Zeicher lechanukah sabayis. It's a zeicher to the Chanukah Sabayis of the first place on Mikdash, which took place on Sukkot. Shenemar, Vayom Hashmini Sholach Hasa'om, Vayivorcho Hamelech. On the eighth day, Shlomo Hamelech sent them home after they dedicated the first place on Mikdash. It was a 14-day dedication which spanned from Yom Kippur through the end of Sukkot. Kach Mefurish B'Tosefta the Sukkot. Okay. There are other shitas of what the Pazar Kashav is. One of them is that it's a regal b'fnei atzmo l'gabi avelus. Just like a regal is mevatel avelus, Shmini Atzeres is also mevatel avelus. Except it's not mevatel the avelus completely. It's only mevatel somebody dies before Sukkot, so Sukkot takes away Shiva. And Shmini Atzeres takes away 7 days of Shloshim. If they die before, the Shloshim then is taken away completely. They die right before Sukkot, so the Sukkot takes away Shiva, and that counts 7 days, and then another 7 days is counted to by Shmini Atzeres, and you only have 16 days more to finish off Shloshim. It doesn't take off the Shloshim completely. Okay. If that's the case, so we know why it says Chagashvuos and Chagamatzos to be makish them that you have Tashlumim for Shvuos all 7 days. Why you have to mention Sukkot again? Lakusha leChagamatzos. Tell me that Sukkot is compared to Pesach. Ma Chagamatzos ton lina, av Chagasukkos ton lina. Just like Pesach, it says Beferish, you don't go home until after you stay the whole night in Yerushalayim. We'll see which night that is. Right? So too, Sukkot, you have to stay the whole night in Yerushalayim, the night after Yom Tov. And Tosfos brings down a shita, you have to stay all 7 days in Yerushalayim. Rashi ton lino, leil cholo shalmoid, which is the lino you have to stay overnight, the night of cholomoid. Right? How do you know that? How do you know on Pesach it needs lina, that you can't go home the night after Yom Tov, you have to stay till the next morning? Should turn around in the morning and go home. But Masha, till the morning you can't go home. Rashi, Upanisa Baboker, B'Yom Tov Lo Komer, it's not talking about Yom Tov, that you go home on the first day of Pesach in the morning. Krosh are hu yom shechiyuv al liros ba'azora. You have to go and bring your karbanos olasriya on the first day of Yom Tov. You can't go home that day. Right? So when do you go home? The Gemara says the next morning. You have to stay the night after Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. Tosfos says, v'chora, every time you bring a korban, we learn, you have to have lean on Yerushalayim. Whatever korban you bring, you can't go home the day you bring the korban. You have to stay that night in Yerushalayim, go home the next day. So Tosfos asks, v'chora, you have to bring a korban shalnei simcha every day. You have to have a mitzvah of simcha every day of Yom Tov. So every day you have to bring a korban. So how can you go home? So Tosfos says that the mitzvah of shalnei simcha is not bringing the korban, it's eating the meat. Somebody else made the carbon, you could eat the meat. If you brought the carbon 2 days ago, you could eat the meat for 2 days. So therefore it's possible that you'll be able to go home since you won't have brought any carbon that day. They also ask the Kohen Gadol brings a carbon chavitim, right, every day. So you never can leave Yerushalayim. So they say, Lamaisa, it's just you're not allowed to leave permanently. You can go out, come back, or whatever. They also ask that, what's it called, how's it shayach when they bring the Omer? Says all the cities that are nearby come and what's it called and gather there. How could people be around? They had to be in Yerushalayim that night. That was the night of the 16th, the night of Chol HaMoed. Everybody had to stay in Yerushalayim that day. So only the people that didn't come to Aliyah LeRegel, right? Sick people, Tamei people, whatever. So that's the same answer. You're allowed to leave Yerushalayim as long as you come back. Right, you can go out of Yerushalayim. Right, you want to go to get a pizza, you can go get a pizza. You just have to, well, not a peso, but in any case, but you had to stay that night. You have to stay in Yerushalayim. So to the Kohen Gadol can leave for whatever he has to leave. He just has to come back, not leave permanently for the night.
Should you show up based off, there's no obligation for the Olei Regel to be in Yerushalayim?
No. You have to come and bring your Olei Sriya, and that's it, and you go home. Okay, the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon, Tashlumim Latzeres Minolahu. So they learn from Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos that has to be in order, or Sukkos has to be the last. Where do they know the din of what's it called Tashlumim? That on Shavuos you have 6 days to make up the korban you didn't bring on the first day. So Nafkalum the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. They learn it from the same place that Rabba Bar Shmuel learns it. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amra Torah Menei Yomim V'Kadish Chodesh. The Torah said to count days and to make Rosh Chodesh. Menei Yomim V'Kadish Atzeres. Torah also said to count days and to make Shavuos. Shvir Somer. Ma Chodesh L'Menuyov. Af Atzeres L'Menuyov. Just like the Chodesh goes after the unit that you use to count for it. In other words, you'll have to have full days to make a month. You don't make a month with partial days, but you make it a full day. So too, Atzeres L'Menuyov. And since you count, what's it called? Samara says, Eim Atzeres Chad Yom. So that's the case, only 1 day. Right? What do we bring your Raya from here? That you have Tashlumim 7 days. Atzeres is 1 day. You count 49 days. The unit that you're counting is 1 day. Amaraba Atu Atzeres Yomi Maninan Shvui Lemaninan. When you count to Sfiras Omer, you count days and weeks. So Shavuos is counted also by weeks. Right? Ve'omar mar mitzvah l'minne yomei or mitzvah l'minne shvuei. Right? Therefore, it's what's it called? The unit of counting to Shavuos is a week. So just like, what's it called? You have a week to what's it called to make up the korbanos. Ve'od chag Shavuos k'siv. It's called Shavuos. It's called a week, even though it's only 1 day. Rashi. What?
But here
it's not a question of what tefas the merula gabi what. The day or the week. But the fact that it says both, and it says the thing, it's not that either this or that. It's both. It has both things to it. Okay. The Tanakhama of Reb Shimon, the Darshi Lehai Krol about Ta'achir, the Ilur Belezer Reb Shimon Lokashi Midi, the Iu Yolef Bal Ta'achir Michagasukos Lechude, the Yasa Lechagamatsos Lechagashvuos Lekesh Lechumi. It's not a kasha on Reb Elezer or Reb Shimon. It's only a kasha on the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Because they need all three to tell me either what's it called, Kisidron, or that you need three. But according to Reb Elezer or Reb Shimon, he just needs Sukkos to be mentioned again. So Pesach and Shavuos are extra, you still can learn the halach of Tashlumim on Shavuos. Minei yomim shnemer ad chodesh yomim. You count a month by days, not by hours. So you don't have a month that's 29 and a half days. It has to be either 30 days or 29 days. Bekadesh chodesh bekarbonos. Ma chodesh kidusho echod mimenuyov, berom yom rosh chodesh umakrivan. Just like Rosh Chodesh, the carbon you bring on the day of Rosh Chodesh, right? Zman hukvolohem echod min ayomim shunimna al yodam. You make the yontif on one of the days that you use for the counting, one of the units. Afatzer savos karbonos of echod min uyom. So to Shavuos, you bring the karbonos on one of the units. V'harihi nimnei sayidei shvuim. And Shavuos is counted by weeks. Shenemar sheva shabosos tmimos tiyena. Eim achad yuma, tichsiv tisperu chamishim yom. L'maish, it also says to count days. So why don't we make it according to the unit of the days? Mar says, no, it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks, both of them. See, the unit is also the weeks. Machlokas, we've shown him, the Rambam holds it's one mitzvah, days and weeks. And others hold that it's two separate mitzvahs to count the days and the weeks. Nafkamina is, if you forgot one day, so you can't count the days anymore, it's not tamimos. If the weeks are the same mitzvah, then you can't count the weeks either. But if the weeks are a separate mitzvah, even if you missed one day, but you counted the weeks at the end of the week, then you're yotze. There's also three shitas how you count the days and the weeks. One sheet is like we do. Every day you count the day and what week it is. Right? The eighth day you count 1 week and 1 day. Another shita is that you only count days, except when the week is finished, then you count the week. I only count the week on the 7th day, the 14th day, and so on. And another shita is that you only count the days till the 7th day. At that point, you only count weeks and days. In other words, on the 8th day, you don't say 8th day, you say 1 week and 1 day. You never count 8 days, you just count 1 week and 1 day. Okay. Pesach bar mikra beregolimu, right, says that Pesach is one of the things that you're over bal ta'acher. Rashi, Pesach bar mikra beregolimu, the kamer leitano le'el, the bal ta'acher, the sholosh regolim. Right, that Pesach is one of the things, if you don't bring it in three regolim, you're over bal ta'acher. V'hari enu yochol akriv ve'elab yudal benisa. Korban Pesach, you bring, either you brought it on yudal benisa, or you don't bring it. Right, so what, how can you have three regalim to bring Korban Pesach? Pesach zimna kviyale, I akrave akrave lo akrave itchele. Now, if you didn't bring it, then it's nitche. Where it says Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach kedei naspa. In a chanami, Pesach is just mentioned kedei naspa. There's no bal ta'acher on Korban Pesach, or you're over immediately. Right, so Mara says. Omar Rav Sheshes Omar, my Pesach shall me Pesach. Talking about shall me Pesach. Rashi b'shalo kora b'zmano she'ovad b'nischat b'ba'achar. What happened was you lost the Korban Pesach, the mail you didn't bring it, and you brought a different Korban Pesach, and now this one you found later. So now the halacha is you bring it as a shlomim. So you have three yamim tovim to bring it, regular bal ta'achar. Who nasa shlomim cannot go with tzachim va'osan shlomim mi'ichru gimurugalim over. Mar says, yihachi anu shlomim, we said shlomim. If this Pesach becomes a shlomim, then we already mentioned that shlomim is one of the things about ta'acher. If you're makdish shlomim, you have three regalim to bring it. So this is a shlomim. Tana shlomim aboy machmas Pesach, the tana shlomim aboy machmas asra. No, it said two kinds of shlomim. One shlomim that you made l'chatchila shlomim, and the other one that originally was a Pesach, and became a shlomim. So could I, why do you need two? Why would I think that a Pesach that became a shlomim is different than a regular shlomim? Hoil machmas Pesach ko'asu ke Pesach domu k'mashmolam. I think since it came from a Pesach, has the same dima Pesach. Either that you should be over bal ta'acher immediately, or since it's not shayich bal ta'acher, because either you brought it on Pesach or you didn't bring it, that it's no bal ta'acher at all. That's how the Torah even knows. But it should be like Pesach. Pesach told me, Uberego Rishon Yavraleh. And Rashi learns, it should be like Pesach. And if you didn't bring it, you're over Baal Ta'achar immediately. And others learn, no, that there's no Baal Ta'achar at all. Because it's like Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban Pesach, then there's nothing that you could do about it. Nothing you could do about it. There's no Baal Ta'achar.